Now this, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This house here, it's got those boards over it, what do you call those, on the outside of the house, and they fit over each other?
Well, you got your siding on the outside, your boxing, your that's siding. Now your siding goes on top, one on top of the other. Boxing goes straight up and down.
Yeah.
Just like that house right there. That's boxed up.
Now, have you got things on the side of your roof that carry the water off, man?
No, it just runs off, hit the ground, the way it goes. That on, it hasn't got no, you know, we don't have no pipes around it, the kitchen.
Yeah, what do you call, those, you know what those are?
Come here,
let me see what you got, if you got enough to get it. Come
here. Oh, you got them. Okay. You go on the plumes around the edge. I think they've got two or three names for them things.
Gutters?
Yeah. Gutter and plumes, and then you got your drain pipe comes off and that carries it down, and runs it in another pipe to carry it off, or turns out there on the ground. And then you got your, we had another one I used around the barn that way. Take a piece of tin and bend them, you know, and put that up there, call that a valley.
That's up on the roof?
Right around on the edge, they put a valley tin under that, catch that water and catch each end, not let it fall down on the floor there on the doorstep.
I see. Now, years ago on Monday and so forth, women used to do the certain day of the week, they do the what?
They do the laundry, wash it, and that was the main thing. Generally, always stay up. Some of them wait up the middle of the week, some of them would try on the end of the week. But our bunch always done now, washing and everything the first of the week.
I see. And then they did the ironing.
Next day, if they didn't do it that day, they do it next day. The Jill always had to hang the clothes out on the line to dry them.
Yeah.
We didn't have no dryer. Yeah. Now they got the washing, the dry, and the perma press, and so an hour of time they done put them back in the, they done hung them up in the house. Done washed and dried, and they perma press, and they just hang them up. No, I think he's old. I got a
no
thing from him for you. His long last of cotton.
Yeah. What did you used to put in a hen's nest, maybe to get the chicken snakes or fula?
Well, we have used old glass eggs. I believe that's about the main thing. Put a glass egg in there. He'd swallow that. He never could digest it. He couldn't bust it. And some of them could pass them on, but the majority part of them, they never did get rid of. Put that cup back over. Oh, is that a cleaner? Take had two or three of them say they had picket fences.
Yeah.
And the snakes would be barring eggs to put down a egg, and then where he went through that fence, they lay another one on the other side, a glass egg. See, he can't bust it. And he'd crawl up that fence and he'd start through it, because that egg would slip on down, and he'd reach that other egg, and then he couldn't back up, he couldn't go far, right there, it's fine. Now they told that for the, but I didn't never see it.
Yeah.
I've seen the eggs scattered around, you know, here and yonder. Mm-hmm. Red, big old white egg, glass egg.
Mm-hmm.